In this bulletin, rail sabotage in France ahead of the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Benjamin Netanyahu meets Donald Trump in Florida. And in AFL, Port Adelaide defeats Carlton by 14 points. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics is underway on the Seine River. It's the first time an Olympic opening ceremony has been staged outside of a stadium. A crowd of 500,000 people is watching the parade of more than 80 barges and boats under tight security. Meanwhile, some of the high-speed rail lines in France have been sabotaged, causing lengthy delays for thousands of commuters. The French rail company, SNCF, says there are likely to be delays all weekend while they deploy hundreds of staff to try to repair the damage. Chief Executive Jean-Pierre Farandou says the sabotage was premeditated with the goal of causing harm.
We can think that the attack was premeditated, calculated, and coordinated. Yes, I think they really had the intention to do harm and to seriously harm. By starting a fire at a bifurcation, they have hit two itineraries, two destinations. So yes, they intended to cause harm.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited Donald Trump at the former president's Florida resort to try to ease tensions between them. The relationship has been put to the test in recent years, with Benjamin Netanyahu congratulating Joe Biden on his 2020 election victory, which Mr. Trump falsely claimed was stolen, and by Donald Trump criticizing Mr. Netanyahu for Israeli security lapses during the 7th of October attack. Mr. Netanyahu gave the former U.S. president a photo of a child he says is currently being held hostage by Hamas.
The picture, photo of one of the toddler that is now held hostage, still held hostage in Gaza.
And his grandfather
wants me to give it to President Trump.
That's right. We'll get that taken care of.
Journalists from 9 newspapers are on day 2 of a 5-day strike. The strike comes after a series of layoffs from the 9 Entertainment Group and closures in a multitude of publications owned by the group. Rachel Dexter is a journalist for The Age in Melbourne and a union delegate with the Media Entertainment and Arts Alliance. She says it's inexcusable for their pay rise request to be turned down as 9 continues to remain profitable in difficult conditions.
We are appalled at the call to pull jobs out of the publishing division at 9. The publishing division of 9 is a profitable entity that is on the record. Mike Sneathy, who is the CEO of 9, has spoken to investors in recent times of how profitable the publishing divisions are. We're a subscription-based business. We're doing well. Our profit margins are healthier than that of the New York Times.
2 teenagers have been charged with vandalizing the office of federal government MP Josh Burns. An 18-year-old woman and a 17-year-old boy have been charged over an attack on the office of the inner Melbourne suburb of St. Kilda last month, which left it smeared in red paint and covered in painted slogans relating to the war in Gaza. They've also been charged over an incident of vandalism on the 17th of July involving red paint. They've been charged with burglary and 2 counts of criminal damage. The woman will appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court on the 11th of October. The boy will appear in Children's Court at a later date. Mr. Burns, who is Jewish, says it has been a distressing period for him and his staff, but his St. Kilda office has now reopened and he's keen to move on. The federal government is to add the Jabiluka site to Kakadu National Park in the Northern Territory, which they say will ensure there will never be uranium mining there. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is due to officially make the announcement this morning at the New South Wales Labour Party's state conference. He says the decision is in line with the wishes of the Mirarr people, the traditional landowners. The Jabiluka site contains a pair of uranium deposits discovered in the 1970s, but never mined. The mineral lease for the site ends on the 11th of August, and the federal government has advised the Northern Territory government not to renew it. Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro says this weekend's election is a battle between himself and foreign interests. Mr. Maduro is seeking a 3rd term in office. In one of his last rallies before the vote, he told a crowd in the nation's capital, Caracas, there will be dire consequences if he loses the election.
compatriota, tenemos la batalla definitiva. ¡Obra patria!
My compatriots, we have the definitive battle. Either there will be a homeland or a colony. There will be a peace or tranquility that will end. On Sunday, send the account to the fascists, to the extreme right. Let's give them a beating so that they never rise again and do not bug this homeland anymore, this beautiful people.
Para que no se levanten más nunca y no le echen más vaina esta patria.
Mr. Maduro's opponent in the election is former diplomat Edmundo González. Under Mr. Maduro's rule, the Venezuelan economy has collapsed and around one-third of the population has emigrated. In AFL, Port Adelaide has fought back from being 31 points behind to defeat Carlton by 14 points and secure the third spot on the AFL ladder. The Power winning 11-13-79 to the Blues, 9-11-65. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.